Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, JAWS 13 Public Beta. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I'm going to talk about JAWS 13 Beta. Yes, JAWS 13 is now in public beta and available for download. I'm not going to demonstrate any of the features in it, but I'm going to take you through the process of downloading it. If you are a user that is using JAWS 12, the beta will run as a fully featured version. You know, you install it. Your JAWS 12 version will not be affected. You can still use it just as you always did. But the beta will run as a fully featured version as well. So in effect, you'll be using two versions of JAWS on your machine. The beta will expire at the end of the year. So if you want to keep it updated with JAWS 13, if you want to keep your system updated, you still need to make sure you have the authorization key for JAWS 13 upgrade or purchase another one if you don't have one. If you are using JAWS with a version earlier than version 12, the beta will not run as a full license. You will need to run it in 40-minute demo mode, but you are still free to explore it and experiment with it in demo mode. Your version of JAWS will not be affected either. It'll just sit there, and you can use it like you would normally. But you can also run the JAWS 13 beta in 40-minute demo mode. So I'm going to take you through the steps of downloading this beta. It came out a couple days ago, and I have not downloaded it myself and experimented with it, although I do know people who have done it. So I am at the Google website, and I'm going to go to the Freedom Scientific website from here by typing in. I open up the navigation toolbar and type in freedomscientific.com without dashes or anything in there.
Google English homepage Mozilla Firefox. Google English homepage Mozilla Firefox. Products for low vision, blindness, and learning disabilities from Freedom Scientific Mozilla Firefox. Frame. Free vision awareness seminar coming soon to a city near you. Heading level 2 link. 6 headings and 43 links. Products for low vision, blindness.
And I'll just stop it right there. It's going to start reading the page, and I don't want that. I'm going to search for JAWS or any JAWS links that are on here. So, of course, insert F7 to
links
bring up
dialogue.
The links list. All right. So, I'm going to look for JAWS.
JAWS 13 public beta.
Well, I'll be. It's right on the main site. I don't know how long they're going to keep it up on the main site, but I think at least this is the way I found JAWS 12 beta, because when I installed it, it was a couple, maybe a week or so after. I went to the JAWS product page and was able to find it from there. But right now, it's on the main site when you go to freedomscientific.com. So I'm going to hit return.
Products for low vision, blindness, and learning disabilities from Freedom Scientific Mozilla Firefox. JAWS 13 public beta Mozilla Firefox. Frame. JAWS 13 public beta link main.
And incidentally, I'm going to put this link in the show notes, not for the main site, but for the JAWS 13 public beta site, where you can download it.
What's new in JAWS 13 public beta heading level 1?
And what's new is a level 1 heading. What other headings do we have here? This is going to take us through some of the main features of the beta.
Quick notes about the public beta heading level 3. Technical support during the public beta heading level 2.
For technical support, you need to email it in, fill out the public beta, fill out the beta form when you find bugs in the public beta. I know of people who have already filled out a bug report form. You need to fill it out with the form that is on the website. You can't call technical support. They don't offer over-the-phone support with the public beta. You need to email your questions in, or if you want to report a bug, use the form on the website itself.
Download JAWS 13 heading level 2.
It is a level 2 heading, the download heading that we want.
New features added in JAWS 13.0.097 heading level 2.
And here's where we start with the new features, and they're going to be level 3 headings.
Convenient OCR heading level 3.
This is a feature I'm really looking forward to. This helps you recognize text on web pages and other objects with text in them on websites that may not be accessible. It does not work with CAPTCHAs because CAPTCHAs, this OCR works with text whose letters are correct in terms of shape and form and angle. With CAPTCHAs, the letters are often weirdly formed and weirdly angled, and so the JAWS OCR will probably not work too well with that, understandably so. And CAPTCHAs are often that quirky because they want people who are sighted to have trouble figuring them out.
About installation heading level 4.
This is how to install that OCR feature. You're going to have to get some material off of the Freedom Scientific website during your installation of JAWS or installing it or your installation of that feature if you've already installed JAWS first, I think.
Customizing the OCR voice heading level 4. Quick settings heading level 3.
Quick settings is a new feature of JAWS beta. It's intended to replace, at least in part, the adjust JAWS options with insert V. Somehow that's going to work.
What is the advantage of using quick settings heading level 4?
You can learn all about these by going to the website.
How does it differ from settings center heading level 4? How do I use quick settings heading level 4? Which files are affected by quick settings heading level 4? New table layer keystrokes heading level 3.
This allows you to navigate tables. And, you know, you can navigate tables before, but you had to press keystrokes that were often a little bit complicated. And so this gives a better way to do it by activating a layer with insert space and T, I think it is. And it will activate some table keystrokes so you don't have to press combinations, complicated combinations of keys.
Results viewer heading level 3.
A results viewer.
Automatically detect focus 40 blue over Bluetooth heading level 3.
Why wasn't it doing that before? Oh well.
JAWS find with context specific history heading level 3. JAWS cursor support in Internet Explorer 9 and Microsoft Outlook 2010 heading level 3. Microsoft Word improvements heading level 3.
I've heard that Microsoft Word works a lot better with JAWS 13. It's much snappier. With JAWS 11 and 12, it's kind of slow.
Enhancements in JAWS 13.0.097 September 2011 heading level 2.
And then you go with the enhancements, not necessarily the new features, but the things
JAWS
that have been
heading
enhanced.
Level 3. Adobe Acrobat heading level 3. Apple iTunes heading level 3. Eudora heading level 3. Google Chrome heading level 3. IBM Eclipse heading level 3.
Ooh, Google Chrome, that's good.
IBM Lotus Notes heading level 3. IBM SameTime heading level 3. Java heading level 3. Microsoft Excel heading level 3. Microsoft Internet Explorer heading level 3. Microsoft Office heading level 3. Microsoft Outlook heading level 3. Microsoft SharePoint 2010 heading level 3. Microsoft Visual Studio 2010 heading level 3. Microsoft Word heading level 3. Mozilla Firefox heading level 3.
Yay, my favorite. They got enhancements for Firefox.
Mozilla Thunderbird heading
and
level
Thunderbird.
3.
Ooh.
Skype heading level 3. Windows 7 heading level 3. Yahoo Mail heading level 3. Wrapping the top one.
And as much as Thunderbird annoys me, I may have given another try. We're going to go...
Technical support during the public download JAWS 13 heading level 2.
To the level 2 heading that was download JAWS 13, and I'm going to actually go through the process of doing it.
Length. The following briefly describes how to download, save, and install the JAWS 13 public beta release if your corporate firewall prevents you from downloading files using FTP file transfer protocol. Use the HTTP hypertext transfer protocol links instead. Blank. List of free items. 1. Select the appropriate FTP or HTTP download link that appears at the end of this procedure. 2. When the dialog box opens, choose save and select the location where you can easily find the downloaded executable file. 3. Run the executable and follow the talking installer. Note, the links do not work at this time.
What links?
List end. Blank. List of four items. Bullet FTP link JAWS 13.0.097 32-bit and September 2011 English 110 MB.
Now, it's important to note there are 32-bit and 64-bit versions. Make sure you know what version of Windows you are running.
Bullet link JAWS 13.0.097 32-bit and September 2011 English 110 MB HTTP download.
There's the HTTP download link. Slower than FTP, but if you need it, that's what it is.
Bullet FTP link JAWS 13.0.097 64-bit and September 2011 English 113 MB FTP download.
That's going to be the one I'm going to need. For some reason, it's 3 megs larger than the 32-bit version.
Bullet link JAWS 13.0.097 64-bit and September 2011 English 113 MB list end. Blank. Link back to top from download JAWS 13. Blank. Region landmark. Heading level 2 new features added in JAWS 13.0.09.
All right. I want...
Back to top from... JAWS 13.0.097 64-bit September 2011 English 113 MB FTP download FTP.
This link. I want to download the FTP version. That's going to be faster.
Cancel button.
I don't know what it said when it said the links do not work at this time. Mine's downloading just fine, I do believe.
Gold Wave. Inbox Wind. McAfee Security. Opening J13.0.097.
Ah, it's going to open it.
Read-only edit.
I
save file
it.
Button. JAWS 13.0.097 64-bit and September 2011 English 113 MB FTP download. FTP link download. Extended.
That would be bad.
29%.
See, there it goes, chugging right along.
33%.
And I'm not going to go over installing it. It's like installing a fully featured version of JAWS. You can't just update your JAWS 12 with a patch like, you know, another normal version of JAWS 12. You have to install it from the ground up,
47%.
Just like you would any other version. So,
56%.
Again, a lot of new cool features in the beta. I'm looking forward to
65%.
Testing them and possibly providing you tips about them. Although I didn't do many tips for JAWS 12, did I, in the end?
73%.
But we'll see with JAWS 13. There are some really cool things. I'm particularly interested in that OCR and the
83%.
Layered tables keystrokes. I use tables so much at work, and my hands get a little bit 91%. Tired of all those complicated maneuvers that you have to do. I had to learn how to use tables
100%.
When I started this job, because I never really had to make use of them before. And then this job I have, the interface that I usually use is a web interface, and it's completely, we have a paperless work environment for the most part, and it's all tables and weirdness. And I had to learn how to do all these complicated things, so maybe this will make it easier and faster, I hope. So that's been downloaded. Installing it is fairly simple. You just use the talking installer, and I won't demonstrate that. But again, if you have technical support questions, you need to email them in. If you want to report bugs with the public beta, you need to use the form on the website. Email reports will not be counted. Even though it's been tested extensively by private beta testers, it never hurts for the public to go in and test it too. That is the way things are working. The JAWS 13 release should be out later this year. You can find more information about the beta. The latest Freedom Scientific podcast, FSCast, for September, has a lot of information in there and interviews with some of the folks at Freedom Scientific who know a lot about the functionality of it. And so I'd encourage you to check that out, along, of course, with the information on the website. And I'd encourage you even more to give this a run through if you would like to update to JAWS 13 and aren't really sure if it's going to be worth it to you to do so. Even if you've got an earlier version, like version 11 or version 10, you can still run it in demo mode. Downloading it as simple as that. For me, it was pretty snappy. I guess I have a fast internet connection. And thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.